Margrave gave Doyle's shoulder a squeeze. Hey, Mickey, Spider and I have some stuff to discuss. There's a bottle of Bombay Sapphire in the pantry. Rustle up a couple of drinks like a good fellow. There's beer in the fridge for you.
Aye, aye, Captain,
the pilot said with a grin and a brisk salute. Inside, Margrave motioned Barrett into the sofa and settled into a chair. Doyle arrived a few minutes later and served the drinks. He popped a can of Budweiser for himself and took a seat at the table. Margrave raised his glass in a toast. Here's to you, Spider. The technology you've created will advance the anarchist movement. Too bad your genius must go unrecognized. Genius had nothing to do with it. Electromagnetism runs almost every part of our lives. Fiddle around with the magnetic fields and it's easy to mess stuff up. A cloud seemed to pass over Margrave's brow. I've been checking the media reports. The spin machine is going full steam. The elites are saying it was a fluke that the disruptions coincided with the World Economic Meeting. They're worried, but the fools haven't taken our warning seriously. Time for another shot across the bow? Margrave got up and went over to the table. He came back with a laptop computer, settled in his chair again, and tapped on the keys. The sole blank wall glowed and displayed a huge electronic map of the oceans and continents. The global composite image was made from data fed into it from orbiting satellites, ocean buoys, and dozens of ground stations around the world. Continents were silhouetted in black against the bluish green of the sea. Numbers from 1 to 4 blinked in the Atlantic Ocean. 2 were above the equator, 2 below it. A similar pattern was displayed for the Pacific Ocean. The numbers show where we made experimental probes of the ocean floor. The computer modeling I've programmed indicates that if we bring all our resources to bear in this area of the South Atlantic, we'll get the desired effect. The time for warnings is past. We should go for the big enchilada. Barrett removed his sunglasses and stared into space, apparently deep in thought. What's going on, Spider?
I think we should call the whole thing off, Barrett said. We're not talking college pranks, Triss. You know the potential for damage if this thing gets out of hand? Millions could die. There would be huge economic and natural disruptions that the world might not recover from for decades.
How could it get out of control? You said you had a handle on it. Barrett seemed to sink into himself.
I was kidding myself. It's always been a crapshoot. After that business with the cargo ship on Site 2, I went back to the drawing board. I tested a miniaturized version of the equipment in Puget Sound. The orcas went crazy. They attacked a whole bunch of kids. They would have eaten one guy if I hadn't pulled him out of the water.
Someone saw the zapper?
Yeah, a guy named Kurt Austin. I read about him in the paper. Works for NUMA and was leading the kayak race that got busted up. He only saw the setup for a second. He wouldn't have known what it was for.
A dark cloud seemed to pass over Margrave's face.
I hope you're right. Otherwise, we'd have to eliminate Mr. Austin.
Barrett looked horrified.
You're kidding.
Margrave smiled. Of course, I was just joking, old pal. But look, in the end, no one got hurt.
Have you forgotten that we lost one of our own ships?
It was a skeleton crew. They knew the dangers involved. They were well paid to take the risk.
What about the Southern Bell? Those people weren't paid to take part in our experiments.
Ancient history. It was an accident, my friend.
Hell, I know that. But we're responsible for their deaths.
Margrave leaned forward in his chair. His eyes burned with smoldering intensity.
You know why I feel so passionate about this enterprise?
Guilt. You want to atone for the Margraves who built up your family fortune on the blood of slaves and opium addicts.
Margrave shook his head.